Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Megan Lynch, and you're listening to Total Information AM here on KMOX. With me in studio is Julie Smith, author, Webster University instructor, and international speaker. Julie, thanks for joining me.
Oh, you bet. Thanks for having me.
I've done quite a few interviews lately about AI psychosis, about how people are not only, it's not just like an echo chamber, it's AI really feeding them kind of the next step and leading to things like delusion and even some really tragic consequences. So I know you have been looking at this and looking at maybe what some of the red flags are that we can look for with too much AI chatbot use.
Right. So AI psychosis is this non-clinical term describing when we feel like we have a relationship with a chatbot. And it doesn't necessarily need to be a romantic relationship. It can be very platonic, but it causes someone to kind of lose touch with reality. So we have to remember while we're talking about this that the chatbots are programmed to be agreeable. They are programmed to mirror what we say and keep the conversation going and to validate our beliefs. And so I can see why this would happen. But some things people need to look for, excessive use or dependency, like are they neglecting work or school or sleep? Or have they withdrawn socially? Are they preferring to interact with the chatbot rather than real people? Do they have an emotional attachment? Do they refer to the chatbot by a name or a pronoun rather than it? And have they kind of forgotten that it's a machine? It is a program. And I can see how easily this might happen for some people.
Is part of the risk the fact that for a lot of people, they've got it right in their pocket with their smartphones? It's not like they have to go seek out a computer to have these AI relationships.
And the AI is available 24/7. And who wouldn't want a friend like that, right? Available 24/7, will agree with everything you say. It's appealing. I get it.
I was talking with someone else about this, about, you know, how do you educate people to really understand, and do they really want to understand?
That's the ticket, right? You know, I've been talking about media literacy for 30 years, but I feel like a lot of people aren't interested in that. And I think AI kind of falls into that category, that we are very comfortable with our media consumption and we really don't want to look at it critically. But I think that AI literacy and AI fluency is the next really big skill that people need to have.
Are you concerned about how this technology could advance even further over the next just 1 to 2 years? Because it's exploded in the last few years.
I'm concerned about how it will advance in the next hour and a half.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it moves so quickly. And I think that that's something that's kind of intimidating for people. You know, they don't even really know where to start if they're going to learn about AI. And I have no idea where the technology will go, but I'm sure it will surprise us and concern us simultaneously.
Going back to the list of those red flags, which one for you do you feel like people need to key in on the most
I think forgetting it's a machine. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of teenagers and I think adults too are turning to chatbots for quote unquote therapy. You know, it's a way to vent and it's always available. And for like romantic relationships, it's a way to, I guess, practice communication or practice flirting in a real low risk environment. But the more that we interact with something, I think that we're more likely to consider it an entity, you know, like an actual living entity rather than a computer program. And that's the part that scares me the most.
I have to wonder if some of this isn't an outgrowth of the fact that for younger generations, mostly, they have come up, for example, gaming, where right. they can do chats with people they've never met before. You know, in other platforms where they may be talking, you know, through games with people over headsets.
Sure.
So why wouldn't this AI chatbot experience be more comfortable to them?
Well, because the gamers aren't necessarily going to agree with what you're saying. Usually there's a lot of smack talk, right?
Yeah.
But the chatbots are engineered to be agreeable, engineered to keep the conversation going, engineered to validate whatever you say. You can type in a chatbot, I'm going to play hooky at work today. And the chatbot would respond, great idea, you deserve a break. You know, it's a mirror of, I think, some of our darkest intents.
Yeah, we worry a lot about younger people, but in some ways I feel like they're pretty savvy. I wonder if we should be more worried about people that are older who may not really have a grasp of how all this technology works.
And that's the same with misinformation online and media literacy in general. I think that our students and our kids, you know, have grown up creating media. And so they're more likely to always remember that everything they see on a screen is a construction. Whereas if you grew up watching Walter Cronkite like I did, you know, there were gatekeepers to media production and those gatekeepers no longer exist. And I think people who grew up with gatekeepers might have a tougher time distinguishing what's real and what's not.
That is Julie Smith, author, Webster University instructor and speaker, joining us here on Total Information AM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.